Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of motivational thoughts, news stories, and research from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Thanks for listening today. My name's Russell Newton, and I'll be your host for the podcast. Today we introduce another new book for you from Albert Rutherford, The Elements of Thinking in Systems. Use systems archetypes to understand, manage, and fix complex problems and make smarter decisions. Let's take a moment to think about our approaches to solving problems in our own lives. Be honest with yourself and answer these questions. Do I usually approach my problems with a linear or systemic solution? Why don't I choose to use the systemic approach more often? I would assume your answer to the first question to be linear solution rather than using a systemic approach. There's nothing wrong with you if you said that. In fact, most of us think this way, and for a good reason. The majority of our everyday problems don't require a deep systemic analysis. If your watch stops, you change the battery. If you're hungry, you eat. If you miss your mom, you call or pay her a visit. If it rains, you grab your umbrella. I could go on with the list of mundane problems that if we attempted to solve with a systemic view, we'd go nuts. There are, however, some problems in our lives that can't be fixed with a simple if this, then that approach. These are the real problems, the deal breakers or heartbreakers. Do you feel anxious on a regular basis? Sure, you can take medication, linear thinking, and numb your anxiety each day. But medication won't heal your anxiety disorder. You need to take a deep, sometimes painful look at why anxiety is hitting you so hard or regularly. Do you feel sorry for homeless people? Sure, you could give them a night in a shelter, linear thinking, and help them have something in their stomach for another day. But tomorrow they will be hungry again, without a safe and permanent place to call home. Joining a collective effort to promote the creation of permanent housing for these unfortunate folks would bear more long-lasting results. I'm not saying don't take medication to alleviate your pain of today or not give shelter to ease the struggle of today. I'm only saying that seeking those solutions won't make your life or the life of the homeless better in the long run. Long-term solutions usually take a long time, a lot of effort, and sacrifice. Thus, they're naturally less appealing than the instant gratification that we all look for. We're wired that way as humans. Dan Gilbert, in his book Stumbling on Happiness, presented the neuroscientific fact that our ability to think about the future developed somewhere in the past 3 million years and could be attributed to the fast growth of our frontal lobe. Before that, our ancestors lived in the never-ending present moment. Given the relative young age of the thinking brain compared to the reptilian brain, we can conclude our genetic inclination toward wanting something now rather than later is perfectly understandable. We're also the only creatures who possess the ability of metacognition. We can think about our thoughts. We can think and accept our biological limitations and realities and choose to act against them. We can choose to delay gratification, and we can choose to find solutions that make us happy in the long-term future. We can also choose to use systemic thinking instead of linear thinking when the situation asks for it. That extract was pulled from The Elements of Thinking in Systems. Use systems archetypes to understand, manage, and fix complex problems and make smarter decisions by Albert Rutherford. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.